Very important. And you know what is the message I got today? Very beautiful message. If we have a will, if I have a will, and I really mean it, what Allah will do? Without no doubt. If I have a will, if I really mean it, in my heart, wallahi, Allah will give it to me. If Allah checked one of the main elements in the heart, find out missing, doesn't work. Can I have a mean, but I do not believe in Allah? It will not work. Can I believe in Allah, but I have a doubt in what I'm getting? Can I have a belief in Allah, and I have no will in what I want? Can I have a belief in Allah, and I do not value what I'm getting? It doesn't work. Please, anybody do not understand anything, please let me know. Amir, you understand? Good. But this way, is a many, many element has to be together. I have to value what I want. I have to really precious and treasure what I want. Why? We'll talk about it today in some way you will never expect. Many things happened in last time, 3-4 days. And for me, I always learn of what goes on. And this is something I will tell you, it is the main fundamental belief in Islam and in Dawah. What is it? The more you really strive and trying and struggling of what you want, the more Allah will give you. Last night I received a phone call late at night from one person. This person, I gave him dawah 3 years ago. I stopped. I give him dawah now for almost 2 months or maybe more. But last night is different. What is the difference? He told me, something happened to me tonight. I said, what is it? He said, I decided to watch the message. Do you remember, you give me this message, the message, the Risala, the movie, 3-4 years ago. I watched it already 4-5 times. But he said, I never watched it like last night. I said, what do you mean? He said, I understood it. I get the message. Before, I never get the message. I said, when this happened? He said, when you came to visit us this Thursday, I get a message in my heart I never get in my life. I said, why? He said, I do not know. But this evening was really something. Do you know why? I'll tell you why. This particular evening, I decided to do something. Some ikram, some generosity. I went to get it, in a way back, the snowstorm hit. The family lives in South Jersey. What it means? By the time I go, I'm really in the middle of the snowstorm. In the time I'm coming back, I'm in the middle of the snowstorm. Now, it's cold. It's cozy to be home. It's nice. It's comfort. Right? It's dangerous outside. Many things can happen. Now, I remember when I used to work for a dollar. What happened? Can I call my manager and tell him, excuse me, it's cold tonight, I do not feel it? Can I say today is cold or today is warm? Can I say today I do not feel like it? Or I want to go to sleep? I never able to do that. Never. When my manager called and he give me a job, I have to do it. It never has to do according to me. Me is not exist. I remember something by my bare eyes. It happened to me 2-3 times. My manager called me. I'm living in upstate New York. They said, nobody to leave home is 12 feet. I look in the window. My manager told me, you have to leave. I didn't know what you're going to do. You have to leave. Without no exaggeration, the snow was like this. Was like this, just to dig around my, what do you call it, door, to open it, it was big time. I force it, I go. It's a company car. I have a big wall because the plows are straight in the front of me. And I have a big, you know, like entrance to my own garage. By this way, without no exaggeration, there's not in the front of the house my height. My height. And look, my car is buried in the snow. I have a big wall of snow. I said, the only thing to do is just warm me. I would cover a piece of wood in the back. I keep pushing, and I fly inside the snow. Boom! Almost hit another tree. And I drive. I never forget this night. I never believe I can make it. Nobody in the street. Nobody in the highway. The highway by itself, after blowing, was a red snow. The car was like this. Like sliding. Like roller skating. And I went to work. For what? To please my manager. To do my job and my duty. To get my salary. To get my money. And when we go to our journey, I like it or I don't. I feel like it or I don't. Or I'm sleepy today. Or I'm hungry. I want to take a rest. And the whole thing according to what I like and dislike. Now, we talk always about akhlaq, manner, character. Where's the manner and character of Allah? The one who invited me to Jannah. The one who invited me to his pleasure. How he can invite me to his pleasure and this is the way I'm acting. And I remember long time ago. You know what put light in your mouth? You know what put light really in your talk? Do you know what put light in your effort? You know what is it? Your own sacrifice. Your own struggle. When I was going this night, she said something to me. You do not have more money in the bank. Why you do that? Save it. Save it for the next couple of weeks, you will not have no money anymore coming. Do you think I listened to Shaitan? I did what I have to do. And I have a principle. When you do for Allah, you do not count. You just do. You just do. With the belief, Allahu Akbar, and Allah can reimburse you in His own way. And to care about you. By this way, we have many things to do over here. What about our meeting today? We're not supposed to meet here today. Because according to the news from us, we want church, and we do not want, and we do not do it. But, by the will of Allah, maybe inshallah, one of us, a few of us, or all of us, have a feeling and have a strength, we really want to do it. And this is what Allah wants. What Allah wants, He wants to see a real effort inside. I want to do it. Can I quit? Can I change my intention? Can I cower? Can I go back? For money, for feeling, for anything, can I stop it? I can. By this way, this journey, take it from me. If you do not really mean it, you will never survive. Never. And this is why, Sadaqa, when you asked me a question many months ago, why when girls get married, they change? Because you didn't never mean it in the first place. It's not the marriage. It's not the husband. It's not the money. The intention was not purely 100% to Allah. This particular night I'm speaking to you about it for this family, I did a lot of struggle in my heart. I said, why am I doing this? Why am I spending this amount of money and effort and putting my life in danger? Why? What am I going to gain? Is it the family? Is the father? Is the girl? What is it? Because when you do action, you have to verify it and you have to verify your intention. Before you know it, you can do some action and your intention is corrupt. And on the other hand, yesterday I stopped in many places to get killed for today with the intention to be nice to these people in the office. And every place I stop, and they're supposed to have the seat I like and I believe is good, you do not have. And today I left early with the intention to go to get it. The car had it. And later on when I call you, صالحة now, one moment ago, when I arrived, I said, is Diana will be there? She said, no, the office closed. Now I know what happened. Allah does not want me to miss my mind. Even if I want it, even if I push for it, anybody get it or no? What does it mean? Anybody know what it means? What do you learn about?
I can tell from one direction that Allah's provision is written and nothing enforces.
Allah is sahabi, masha'Allah. Allah's provision is written. You like it or you don't, it will happen. And otherwise, something I learn in my life. Anybody come close to me, I tell them, please. If you see somebody plot and plan about me, don't worry about it. Nobody can plot and plan about me. You know why? When you are for sabilillah, Allah will take care about you. You want plot and plan about me? Go ahead. Do you remember the famous hadith? مَنْ عَادَ لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ أَذَنْتَهُ بِالْخَرْمِ. If Allah call you a guardian, and He will take care about you, anybody try to do anything to you, Allah says, I am generating a war against the person who tried to harm you. If Allah will generate a war against you if you try to harm me, do you think I have to worry about you? Go. You want to harm me? Go. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will generate war against you. What else do you want? You get it or no? And in the meantime, what happens if I'm a fool? And this is what I always ask my father. When I was very young, everybody called me a fool. Everybody called me dumb and stupid. Why? I was so naive. To call me so nice, call me a gold in the fitter. You see? And wonder what happened. One day, many things happened to my life. I went to cry to my son. I said, they will take advantage of me. He said, don't worry about it. It will be written to your account with Allah. I said, can they harm me? He said, don't worry about it. I said, why? He said, if your heart is clean and you really mean well, Allah always will be your protector. You hear this or no? If your heart is clean and you really mean well, Allah will be always your own protector. Meaning, if I decided to be a fool and going after something bad, wonder what happened. Who will protect me? Huh? Allah. Amir, are you with me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the protector. Can I worry about it? No. All I have to be with Allah. When I was leaving this family, once I went to the highway, believe me, if I'm acting as a human being, I will do exactly like everybody else. You know how many people? Almost everybody parking on the side. Big truck or no truck. Why? The road was bad, very bad. When you're driving like this, and every 5 minutes, boom, a car is sliding, hitting something. Every 5 minutes in the turnpike, one car was sliding. And all the cars were sliding, you will never believe what we are. 4x4, BMW, Mitsubishi, Mercedes-Benz. This car, we have all, do you know my car? My car in America, they call it the shooting gun. It is the worst car you drive in the snow. The worst car you drive in the snow in America and in the whole earth is Chevy van big wagon. Why? It's like a square. It is rear wheel drive. And the engine in the front, what it means? The weight in the front, no weight in the back. What it means? It's life. It's life. And any brake you hit, wonder what happens. It will swing. and all of a sudden you can christen people. If you made a mistake and you hit a brake in the snow with this car, it will swing completely one upside down. And you are facing the driving wheel. This is how dangerous this car is. And you know what I look? Why all the 4x4 went this way? Arrogant and fighting over what? Over what Allah ordained. Because once Allah gives you a condition, the heavy rain or snow or whatever, what Allah tells you? Calm down. Respect conditions. Which manner? Respect conditions. Apply everything I'm telling you to your life. Any condition happen you like and do not like, what are you supposed to do? Respect. How you respect the condition? Don't fight. Don't fight. Don't push so hard. It will get you. And if you surrender and you go with the flow, meaning when you go with the current, when you go with whatever Allah ordained, this will be your good news. Are you with me or not? I want you to try when I'm talking to analyze it in your life. Because every one of us will have a snowstorm in his life. Every one of us will have a rainy day in his life. Every one of us will have a windy day in his life. Every one of us has a good day in his life. And everything in life will never be the same. Never. You see the weather cycle? Similar to our cycle in life. Your life will never be the same all the time. One day hot, one day cold. One day sunshine, one day cloudy. One day rainy, one day dry. One day humidity, whatever. Always will be as a condition. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if the condition is nice, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, and I use it for Sabeelillah. If the condition is not nice, I said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raja'un, and I be calm and patient and believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can I hide? Can I dislike it? Can I get angry? Can I get hasty? Can I be rebellious? Can I run away? I promise you, any time you will run away from a condition, Allah will put you in a condition severely more than what you're running from. I promise you. I promise you. Because it's a sunnah of Allah. Any time you're running from condition, because you do not like it, Allah will put you in a condition worse of what you're running from. Because Allah does not want us to run from condition. Allah wants us to be patient and make dua. He will open and give us wisdom. By this way, this night, the whole family, each member told me, this night was a special night for me. I said, why? He said, we do not know. But somehow this night, when you are talking, the message reached me. Each one of us tells me, the message reached my heart. Message reached my heart. Young or old, even the young boy, he used to sit with me, he did not sit this day. He was a little bit upset with me, he went to his room. Later on, after I left, he came and he was hearing me from the room. 10 years old. And he said he got the message. You know what I said? I said, Sadaq Allah al-Azim. Rarely Allah says the truth. Do you know when I was driving at this night? I will tell you one thing. When I was driving, I never believed I can miss. Never. I said, Allah, if you take me this night, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. If you save me and allow me to arrive, it's up to your will. And I started, like I tell you, almost like a movie. I'm driving and the truck, the truck moves. And every time it goes like this, the car is sliding. Any time you slide, you have not too much space to drive. And like I tell you, accident after accident, accident after accident. And before you know it, time go by, I'm doing this, I'm thanking Allah, I'm thinking what Allah allowed me to do, and I'm thanking Allah, oh Allah, thank you for what you allow me to do this night. And put barakah and blessing in this night. And put acceptance to Allah. And Allah, please, make this night only for you. Don't make me think about anything belong to me. And make it purely to you, Ya Allah. Once you have or you're trying to have ikhlas in your intention, Allah will open. Without no doubt. Are you with me so far?
Yes.
You're sleeping or here?
Yes.
You have a dead battery or a live battery? Huh? أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين أما بعد رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له امين امين يا رب العالمين اللهم الهمنا وثبتنا اللهم الهمني رشدي وقني شر نفسي اللهم افتح بيننا وبين قومنا بالحق وانت خير الفاتحين اللهم اكرمنا وانت اكرم الاكرمين اللهم اعزنا وانت العزيز الحكيم اللهم تولنا بجودك وكرمك واحسانك يا ارحم الراحمين اللهم اجعلنا لك وبك وإليك يا رب العالمين اللهم ارزقنا الإخلاص في السر والعلانية اللهم ارزقنا الصدق في السر والعلانية اللهم ارزقنا البركة والنور والقبول فيما نفعل وفيما نقول وارزقنا النصر يا رب العالمين وارزقنا الفتح برحمتك وفضلك وجودك يا رب العالمين أما بعد Many years ago, when they asked me to give a speech, I used to have a very bad habit. Do you know what is a bad habit? It starts it again. I used to just give a few words from my heart. And by the time I give a few words, almost like 45 minutes go. And when I start making God, they tell me, is this the ending? I said, no, this is the beginning. And it used to be my speech minimum, like 3 hours. 4 hours. You know? Subhanallah. But if you sitting and you want to grab from Allah, Allah will open. But if you get tired or if you get little bit uncomfortable or if you get little bit hungry of any means, something is wrong. Why? If you sit in a gathering like that and you have poverty to Allah and asking, oh Allah, give me Allah, what is a meeting can be better for you in the whole earth more than a meeting like that? If you study in Islam, the highest time you can receive is now. Now is the time. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you see the valley of Jannah, Riyadh al-Jannah Kartahu, stay. He said, what is Riyadh al-Jannah, Ya Rasulullah? He said, Halaq al-Dikr. The places where you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this gathering, 100,000 angels come down. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. In this gathering, 100,000. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. 100,000 angels coming down. Now, when I study Islam, okay, when you have reading Quran, when you decided to make salah, when you do any good deed, how many angels come down? Huh? Anybody know? No. One. Only one angel to take your good deed. That's it. There's an angel to take a good deed and take a note if he accepts it or not. Only one angel. In a gathering, Allah sent 100,000 or 70,000 according to different reports. Making dua for us making blessing over us. Do you think Shaitan wants you to sit? Do you know what I used to know? Make a gathering and have it as a halaqa, a circle. Anybody have shayateen, he cannot sit. He cannot sit. Who makes the person run away? Shaitan. Shaitan does not want you to leave, to receive. I remember one scholar, he used to say, even if a person sleeps, leave him alone. He's in a gathering. But doesn't mean he sits like a zombie.
No.
Because at this moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the same angel and asks him about your name, each one of us names. And he asks, oh, my angel, what my slave servant want? What do you want? What do you have in your heart? According to what you have in your heart and what do you want, Allah will give you. Do you see how it goes or not? There's another thing, Salah. This is why we said it's very bad to have a child and put a music play and let him get used to it. Very bad. You see, we are too far from the basic understanding of Islam. Do you know when a child born, what Allah wants us to do? What is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Adhan in his right ear and iqama in the left. Why? I want you to learn. Why? Not to just do and that's it, ritual. Why? The first thing to hear is the call to Islam. What about iqama? Why is iqama? Because the iqama is a call to worship Allah. By this way, the first time the ear hear the da'wah to Allah. And the left ear hear the you get up and worship Allah. Why? To train your ear, and the first blessing enter your heart and soul is what? The call of Allah. And even in the hadith Qurat al-Ayn, it said, whoever mother or a father teach their child word Allah or La ilaha illallah and will be the first word to alter in their tongue. كَانَ حَقًّا عَلَى اللَّهِ أَنْ يَخْدِمْ لَهُ بِلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ Allah ordained to give him the ending of لا إله إلا الله. Look at today's mother. Oh, good night, hi, bye, bye. You see? And we're teaching the kids nonsense. And we let them sit in the front of the TV, getting corrupted messages and corrupted hearts and shayateen, because every sound carries something. You see? Today we do not value that. Your sound carry, your soul carry, your body carry. Carry what? You see, we do not understand. The knowledge of the unseen is the truth. Your clothing is false. Your body is false. But what's really inside of you is your soul. Now this soul either a company of angels or a company of shayateen. Is no three. Any given time. If you have the company of angels, what it will do? Blessing. Calmness. Tranquility. Peace. Thankful. You know? Goodness. You see? Why? I'm with angels. And this is why you have to develop the tarbiyah of your nafs. To be always in a smiling mood, always in a thankful mood, always in a positive mood. Why? These angels. The moment you become and you're stuck, I promise you, shaitan already arrived. Even if you do not mean it. The moment you're stuck, the moment you become uptight, just take it from me, please. Wallahi. To listen to me carefully now. There's a cycle of shaitan enter you. First, you become uptight. Second, you cannot take it. You have to move. third, your chest, and sometimes headache. All this is the quality of home. Shaitan. What about if angel entering you? Shakina, calmness, tranquility, peace, thankful. Always remember the bounty of Allah. You see? If you remember the bounty of Allah, there's no way you have one of this. Ever. If you're thankful to Allah, you will never have any one of this negative feeling. Why? You have plenty to thank Allah for. Do we understand that? Do we value that? I was in the Jum'ah this week when one, I forget his name is Arsalan. But I do not know Arsalan what. Anyway, he was giving a talk. And he talked about something I believe, something so beautiful and so powerful. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Rasulullah son for what? Anybody remember? إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لُؤْتَمِّمْ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ I came to mankind to perfect it, the manner and behavior and character of a human being. You agree or no? Okay. And he said, over years, Muslim become knowing is manner and akhlaq is between each other. And this we consider it manner and akhlaq. But we forget, we cannot have a manner and akhlaq with each other until we have a manner and akhlaq with Allah. Right? Now, can you have a manner with Allah when you have no relationship with Allah? And take it from me, especially in marriage and any relationship, love and compassion between two people do not come really by looking. No way. No way. It comes by relationship. Why? In the relationship, the quality of you show up. And a human being, a good soul, always like a quality. That's why when I serve you, the more I serve, you should love, you should have compassion, you should caring, you should value, you should cherish, you should precious. Right? And now, if you are a good person, how are you going to do? You will try to behave with a good manner. You will have to try to please the one who is good to you. You agree or no? Now, let's go to the basic. Who is the one gives us more than anybody else? Allah. And the first thing, to make us exist from nothing. I'm not a donkey. I'm not a piece of wood. I'm not a sliver. I'm not a snake. I'm not a pig. I'm a human being. Did he choose it? No. Allah. Should I thank Allah for it? Sure. What about the way I look? I thank Allah for it. What about my guidance, the one He gave it to me, and the peace of Iman inside of my heart? Is this not enough to thank Him for it? Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, the creator, the master, the provider, the one who takes care about me, He doesn't deserve to be thanked. He doesn't deserve to be served. You see? Now, He doesn't deserve to I behave with a good manner according to Him. And my good manner will be a sign of acceptance His message and believing in Him. When you believe in somebody, what you do? You obey. And when you obey in a good manner. Can I obey with rebellious? Can I obey the time I like in the way I like? Huh? Or the obedience actually show up in a time you dislike? You see? The time you dislike, this is the time of the reality of your obedience. This is the time of reality of showing gratitude to Allah. Because always, 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 Allah will give you, and He will take one, or take two, or take some to check you. Are you going to still thinking about my bounty or no? Imagine I met a man in India, his daughter get up, and after 3 years, she started developing a situation which later on developed a complete paralyzation. Now 18 years old, and 80% of her body is only paralyzed. And we have to carry her even to go to the bathroom, or do anything, or do it for her. How do you feel? What about the people blind? They would have said, I wish to see the sun. I wish to see the light. I never see anything. Do we thank Allah for our vision? What about the people who have kidney failure and they have to go to the machine every single day? You see? What about the people who have very, very bad asthma or emphysema or a bad allergy and they have to cough daily, every day, and they have to be under many medication and cannot breathe properly? What about the people who cannot go to sleep and they have a nerve disorder? What about the people who cannot urinate or urinate without no stopping and they have to wear something? Do we thank Allah for His bounty to us? Is this not a good manner? And I promise you, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you do not thank people, you will never thank Allah. Wallahi, I saw it in my life. You have to realize who's talking. This is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we do not appreciate goodness between each other, how can we appreciate goodness from Allah? Because the goodness of Allah beyond our imagination. And this is why our relationship today is a failure. Because the reality of our relationship with Allah is not intact. Because if my relationship with Allah is intact, I promise you, you will always have intact relationship with anybody. Even if he's a bad person. You know why? It doesn't matter. Because you are reporting to whom? To your master. You are watching whom? Your master. You worry about whom? Your master. Do you get it or no? Yes or no? I want you to wake up, say it loud and clear. Yes or no?
Yes.
Anytime you will be negative, I promise you, Shayateen tell you, hello, we are here, open. And if you do not smile, if you do not contend, if you do not thank Allah for what He give you, Shayateen tell you, you're welcome, we coming, and we coming and sit where? In your heart. After they sit in your heart, what do? They send the tube to your brain, to your chest, to your eyes, to everything. And now you start behaving like Shayateen. Negative, upsetness, tired, having a headache, you cannot sit. Do you get it? Or no? That is why, if I'm in a state of zikr, if I'm in a state of watching the bounty of Allah to me, tell me what issue in my life should bother me. Nothing. And this what happened to whom? Huh? Ayyub alayhi salam. When Ayyub alayhi salam was sick, according to the tafsir, his skin used to have worm coming out. Worm coming out from his skin. Worm coming out from his lips. Worm coming out from his eyes. Worm coming from his nose. Worm coming from his... He was so sick till his body was become rotten and become like an owner of worms. Even believe it or not, if you go to all Hebrew stuff, okay, books, you will find a picture of a man, worm coming all over from him. And who's that? Was Ayyub alayhi salam, one of the beloved prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Allah. And his wife used to tell him, Ayyub, Allah love you, make dua to Allah. He said, I'm shy. She said, why? He said, Allah give me goodness for all this life. I cannot be patient for what He give me. You see? If you ask me today, one of the things that scare me, wallahi, if you get to know me, the only time I get so mad and so angry, only one time. When I see somebody closer to me, do not thank Allah. When I see somebody closer to me, do not appreciate what Allah gives. Why? I know the principle between us and Allah. If you thank Allah, what Allah will do? Huh? Increase. And if you do not thank Allah for what He give you, huh? He decrease and take it away from you. I saw it in my life. What's that? La in shakartum? Let me see. In all days I used to be good. I do not know how long la in. Can you read it? La in shakartum? La ajidanna. Now for you do not understand how to read Arabic. Lam. Amira. Lam. Hamza. Okay, noon, la'in, lam, hamza, noon, la'in, sheen, kaf, ra, shakar, tum, ta, meem. Can you read it, Amir? Try please. Lam, lam, hamza, noon. You see, if you do like this, you see, lam. Do you understand now? Hamza. Noon. You get it? Amir. That's okay. Just try. Sheen. You remember the sheen? Sheen. But once the sheen is joined, it's like that. Okay? Kaf. You remember the cat? You remember? Ra. You remember the ra? Ta. You remember the ta? Noon. You remember the noon? Huh? La'in shakartum. Do you see it now? La'in shakartum. Tum. Do you get it? Shakar Tum. Lam Hamza Zain Ya Dan Nun Taf Mim. Do you get it? Huh? What is that? Lam. Lam. Hamza. Zain. You remember Zain? Okay. Yeah. You remember yeah? Or. Do you remember? Okay. Then. Do you remember? La'azidan. Noon. Yes. You remember again? Mm. Do you see it or no? That's it. لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدًا لَكُمْ. What it means? لَإِنْ. If you. This is what it means. Actually in here, Arabic and grammar is very, very, very strong. Because he said, it's almost like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you, only, and only then. You see, if I really translate it right, la'in meaning only and only then, if you thank me, I will increase. Do you get it or no? There's no another way. I saw it in my life. I saw it in any relationship with anybody. Anybody come closer to me, appreciate me, alhamdulillah. The relationship increased. Once you did not appreciate me, relationship finished. Why? Because appreciating a person or not appreciating a person should be under principle. What's the principle? What do you want? Why you appreciate a person? You appreciate him for the way he looks, his height, his money, his status, what you're receiving, what you're gaining. What about the goodness of the person? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us to thank and show gratitude and appreciate the goodness he extended to us. Because everything between each other is ascending. Is ascending. We cannot meet without the will of Allah. The heart cannot be united without the will of Allah. And I remember a principle in a hadith Qudsi. What it said? مَا كَانَ لِلَّهِ دَامَ وَاتَّصَلْ. What for Allah is continue and join and continue and building strength. وَمَا كَانَ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ. And what is not for Allah in قَطَعَ وَانْفَصَلْ. It cut and just go away. Do you get it or no? I saw it in my life. And this is why we go back Madiha and you and everybody. Do you remember the last time question? Why people come to me, you grow, and you fall down so fast? Why? And forget about me. You will see it in life. People grow. People go in Islam, you study, you go to Hajj, and all of a sudden you find you're not good anymore. Why? Intention change. Intention change. The unity between them and Allah change. You find always, either if you are a man, you are running after a business. And you're giving all your love and devotion to what? A business. If you are a woman, all of a sudden you love a man. And all your devotion to love a man. But here is a big question. It meaning I cannot love my husband? I cannot be good to him? No. Love. Be good. Everything. But for what? What is the purpose? Is for him or for Allah? Is for him because the goodness Allah allowed to give it to you? Or for just for me? And I become obsessed. And become my love is for me. Like I was talking to yesterday to one sister, and I asked her, I have a question for you. She said, me go ahead. I said, why you want your husband to be good? She said, he's my husband. I want him to be good. I said, why? She said, I want a good companion. I said, ah. I said, it doesn't work. The sequence of da'wah, number one, you do da'wah for sabilillah, not for you. It is your duty, number one. That's why you have to do it because it's duty. You have to do it because it's rahmah, number two. You have to do it because he's a human being. And if you really love him and care for him, you do da'wah to him, maybe Allah accepts him. And you save him from Jahannam. What about he's good to me? He's good to me is a gift from Allah to you. It's extra. It's a bonus. But today what we do, we're running after the bonus. When I look at the Pakistani, Indian, Bengali mentality, what they are, they tell you, you do this hadith, you get this. You do this nasr, you get this. You make the offering, you get this. The whole Islam becomes this equal this. And it's almost like, you know, already, you go to the grocery store, you tell you, okay, I want to go down of gold, seven down. Okay, take seven down, you give me two bound of gold. But our relationship with Allah is unseen. I cannot give him any time, or I'm offering the amount, I will get this amount of reward. I'm making dua to get this amount. I'm fasting this day because I will get this amount. By this way, in your society, everything has to be related to amount of something. It has nothing to do with anything. But we forget the purpose. We forget the wisdom from behind it. And we take it only from one angle, the rewarding. You see how it goes or no? Yes or no?
Yes.
Can I do that as a Muslim? No. Because actually rewarding is a gift. Imagine if I come to you and I be good to you. And I tell you, hey, man, come on, give me this. Give me. You say, excuse me, why you are good to me? I'm coming for a gift. If you do not give me a gift, I do not want it. Is it respect to you? Is it showing anything for your own even dignity and respect? This is very bad. How many of us, when somebody comes and be good to you, you be patient to check him out? And later on you might plan to give him more than what you expected. Do you understand or no? Do we do that? Do we do that with Allah? And this man, he said something I believe no doubt about it. He said, men are supposed to be a part of your life. It is your life. For example, when I go to the masjid, enter with what? When I full. And say what? Bismillah. والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك. Now, do I have to remind you? What happens if I go without any conscience? Meaning it's not part of me. Yeah. Do you understand me or no? And this is something, all of you, I want you to get it. You can listen to me, you can read, you can study, you can go and share, but unless it's coming and it becomes a part of your life, you do not have it. Do you get it or no? You can memorize it. You can put it in a book. Everything, 100%, doesn't mean nothing until it becomes what? A part of your life. You with me, Amir? Okay. Very important. Once it becomes a part of your life and part of your personality and principle in you, now you have it. Now, once I go to the masjid, I enter with right foot. Once I come out of the masjid, left foot. And what I say? Bismillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulullah, Allahumma a'atina min fadlak. Allahumma a'atina min fadlak. Allahumma a'atina min fadlak. Allahumma a'atina min fadlak. Please repeat after me. Allahumma a'atina min fadlak. Move your lips, please. Some of you, the lips is not moving. Allahumma a'atina min fadlak. Some of you stuck. I will not mention names. And the lips is not moving. Why? Ask yourself, why I'm stuck? My lips is not moving. Allahumma a'atina min fadlak. This is a gathering of angels. Can angel miss shayateen? Sure. I can open shayateen door and say, come, according to my intention, according to my manner, okay? But it's like, if I'm sitting here, I'm not happy, I'm not cherishing what I'm sitting, I will not benefit, okay? Now, when we get out of the masjid, what we say?
No.
Bismillah. Wa salatu wa salam. Ala Rasulullah. صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم أعطنا من فضلك and your legs leave with what? Left foot. Again, some of you lips is not moving. Okay? Ask yourself why. Why I'm stuck? Now, can I, if now I die, right now, at this moment I die, can I go to Allah because I won't go to sleep? Or something in my heart, or I'm thinking about future, or I'm thinking about the past, can I do that? Yes? Can I? Allah put me here now. What it means? Allah chose me for here now. Meaning Allah is so good to me now. Tell me what topic I should be upset about it now. Yes?
Nothing.
Okay, if I'm not upset about nothing, why am I stuck? Can I say this is my habit? Right? Because something happened last night, something my habit in the future, something I think about it in the past, can I do that? Yes or no?
No.
Why some of you cannot move? Move your lips and say yes or no. Because let me tell you something. Each one of you now will receive according how much the heart is open. Like somebody said, Look at me please. If I have a cup, and this cup is empty and let it underneath the faucet, it will be full or not?
Yes.
Now, if the cup is full, and underneath the faucet, it will be full? Yes or no? No. Only small portion, and after that, overflow. What happened, think about, look at me for a moment, please. What happened if this cup upside down? And is not ready to receive. And I have a faucet, and the faucet is running. Is anything going to enter?
No.
Why?
Because it's not
is not open. Now ask yourself, if now my heart is not open, I'm not listening, okay? I'm not really active with what I'm hearing. Why? Because I'm busy about something else. If I'm busy about something else, what I'm busy about? Can I be busy about something right now more than what Allah allowed me to have now? Huh? Can I?
No.
Because if this is the case, you are in a big dangerous situation. Okay? Take it from me. Now, when I go to the market, the mall, supermarket, whatever, which foot I go with? Right or left?
Left.
Left. And what I say? Huh? If you do not know, I do not know. Don't knock. Good. Yeah. Huh? What you say when you enter the supermarket? MashaAllah. You always say it for a time? You always say it? Yes, but this was a market. And when you say it in the market or in the store or in the supermarket, how much are you awarding? Each one equals 60,000 to 100,000. Every time you say it. You know why? Because nobody in the market will mention Allah's name. And any time you mention Allah's name in a time, in a place nobody mentioned, you become the highest person at this place. Angel will come around you or no? Are you with me or no? If you're not with me, ask yourself why. If you get upset at what I'm saying, ask yourself why. If you stuck about anything in yourself, ask yourself why. Genetic or no genetic, you have no excuse in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be upset or be uptight or say this might happen. Take it from me. You should be happy or no?
Very happy.
If smiling or no?
Yes.
Moving your lips or no?
Yes.
And if you're not moving your lips, what's the problem? You have a teeth problem? Huh? You have a cold? Huh? Yes.
What if you go to somewhere desolate and we mention the name of Allah?
Say it again?
What if you go to somewhere with your remote?
Remote, what do you mean remote?
Where there's nobody.
Okay.
And you mention the name of Allah.
Okay. Are you going with this intention only or what are you going for? You see, you have to understand, he mentioned something very beautiful. You see, some of us today, what we do, we try to go again with, forgive me, Bengali, Indian, whatever mentality. We go to some area remote and mention Allah just to get the reward. It doesn't work this way. Rasulullah, he said, if you mention it in market or in a place, nobody remember. What it means? Ghafla. State of ghafla. Somebody said, okay, let me go to the disco and mention Allah's name. Or let me take a movie and go to the movie and sit down and at the time of movie I may mention my Allah name. Sure, you can do whatever you want. But is this advisable? No. Because I'm supposed to go to the market when I have to. Not for pleasure. But in here, they tell you, in a weekend, take your family, go to the mall. It's been some time. And it's been some money too. You see? Are you with me or no? Yes or no?
Yes.
Are you smiling or no?
Yes.
Some of you are not smiling. Ask yourself why. Don't fit my habit. Angel is taking picture of you. Inside out. You have to ask yourself why. Okay? Now. By this way, manner, akhlaq, okay, character, we have to have it number one with whom?
Allah.
Allah. If I fail to have it with Allah, I will never able to do it with human being. If it's missed with Allah, it will be missed with human being. And this is why Scholar said, when you alone, look to what you're doing, what you're thinking about it, how you behave. The more we have adab, akhlaq, when we alone, between us and Allah, because when you're alone, you're not alone. There's no such a person alone in his life. No way. When you're lonely in your home, you're not lonely. No. Now you are a company of Allah and his angel, or a company of shayateen and his groups. Can it be missed? Eh? Yes or no?
No.
Yes. Yes what? is no way it will be mixed.